I'm Sean.
And I'm Alex.
And that's Grayson.
And this is Autism Building the Puzzle.
One piece at a time.
Hi, and welcome to Autism Building the Puzzle, one piece at a time. Sean here, your host, coming at you with another quick tip. Going to talk about the value and importance of exposure therapy. One of the most important things I've noticed in our journey is that we don't want to force Grayson to do things he doesn't like or is uninterested in or is scared of or what have you, because that's going to create such an adverse reaction and such an emotional reaction that he's never going to want to try those things. One great example with Grayson is food. So he's very adverse to a lot of food. So we just start trying to force food down his throat. There's a very good chance it's going to be such a traumatizing experience that he's not going to want to eat, and it's going to make it even harder in the long run. As much as we want our kids to, do all these things and try all these things and stuff like that, like, we have to kind of put ourselves in their shoes and slow down a little bit. And that's where the best way to get them to do those things is just by exposure, slowly exposing them to things. So, for instance, right now, when it comes to life skills, we're working on getting him exposed to floss and flossing. And since we knew he was going to, be aversive to that, just from, our previous experience with him, we wanted to basically use exposure therapy to kind of introduce him to it and get him comfortable. So basically all exposure therapy is, the first day, just show it to him. See, say, Grayson, look at this. It's a little fishy. Doesn't even have to do anything. And then we slowly progress from there. So he's exposed to it. The first time I showed it to him, he was a little like, get this away from me, push my hand away, what have you. But the second day, I made him touch it with his finger, and he touched it. So we did that for a couple of days. Now we're moving on to him holding it. And that's where we're kind of at right now. And usually, as you move through that exposure process, the farther along you get, the longer you have to stay at a particular stage before you progress to the next one. But, we could do that with anything. We could do that with food. We've talked about our food therapy where we're doing with him and working with him on, and same thing, slow steps, slow and steady. And that's going to keep him from being adverse to it in the end. It's just going to allow you to be more successful. If you start trying to shove things down your kid's throat or making them do things, it's going to be a traumatic experience for them. And in many, many situations, it's going to completely turn them off, and they're never going to ever want to go there and do that again. So, that's the quick tip of the week. Exposure therapy, it's phenomenal. Really works. It's really helped us in Grayson. So give it a try. With that,
for Autism Building the Puzzle, one piece at a time.
I'm Sean.
And I'm Alex.
Signing off.
Take care, everybody. Building the Puzzle, we understand how difficult and challenging it can be for parents with autistic children that have communication delays. Well, if you're in New Jersey, you're in luck. The Speech Paradigm has you covered. They're helping children overcome speech challenges all across New Jersey. They offer both telehealth services as well as in-home therapy. Please reach out to them. You can take a look on their website at www.thespeechparadigm.com. You can reach out by phone at 732-203-5268. You can also find them both on Facebook and Instagram as well at The Speech Paradigm. We are also sponsored by Grayson & Company, making homemade toys. They have everything from wooden homemade toys to sensory bins, sensory boards, all different kinds of toys for your children. They can be reached at grayson-company.myshopify.com, as well as on Facebook and Instagram, as well as Etsy. On Etsy, they can be found at Grayson and Company Toys.